More investment and more trade is what Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan is publicly pursuing in bilateral relations with Pakistan. But behind the closed-door meetings with Pakistani leaders, Erdogan discussed the possibility of reviving peace talks with Taliban militants in Afghanistan. Ankara is seeking Islamabad's help to re-engage Taliban to avert a possible chaotic situation once a US-led foreign forces exit from Afghanistan.
We are meeting at a time when there is strife and instability in our wider region, as two pillars of strength, Pakistan and Turkey, stand united in our joint endeavor to promote peace and stability in the region.
Turkey has offered to host peace talks with Afghan Taliban.
They have links with Turkish ethnic groups, Turkmen and Uzbek, and they are supporting them against Pashtuns. And they are part of the occupation, international occupation force, which is fighting against Taliban. In this situation, I don't think there is any role for them in playing any significant role in peace with Taliban.
Negotiations between Taliban and Washington broke down in Doha in March 2013 when Qatar came under pressure from Washington and Kabul to force Taliban militants to bring down their traditional flag over their office in Doha. Since then, all diplomatic efforts to bring Taliban back on negotiating table have failed. Analysts point out that Turkey has a little chance to play its role in ongoing efforts to seek peace with Afghan Taliban. They say it is hard to imagine to win over Taliban through any offer of peace negotiations until U.S. seriously consider their preconditions to pull out all of its troops and abandon all air bases from Afghanistan next year. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.